try to get up.
Jerry Bader Show 1054. We got a lot of stuff for the after show video today. The latest from the Ukraine, how some people actually thought Vladimir Putin reaching out to President Obama meant he was ready to cave. Why wasn't a reporter allowed access to the White Privilege Conference in Madison? We'll get to that. Tomorrow we're going to spend a lot of time on, I've said this before, there's a split in the Democratic Party that's not getting reported the way an alleged split in the Republican Party is. We'll get to all of that. In the time that we have left, which isn't much, time to talk a little baseball. And Jason and I will make our annual predictions. We both did horribly last year because we thought the Brewers were going to be about a 90-game team. This is, I think, the most difficult thing in predicting the Brewers is the outside forces. And by that I mean I believe they are still in the toughest division in baseball. Not only do they have to match records with the Cardinals, the Reds, and the Pirates, they have to play them a lot. So when you're in the best division in baseball, you have to, it's way different than football. You don't just play them twice a year. You have to play those teams a lot. And quite honestly, I think the Brewers are going to be better. I don't know that I've seen moves that will get them in that upper echelon in the NL Central. It's another one of those years. When you look at the starting five pitchers on paper, you get all excited. Gallardo, Loesch, Garza, Estrada, and Peralta. Garza, of course, the latest piece of the puzzle. Here's why it's so hard for me to predict. Which Giovanni Gallardo? Which Kyle Loesch? Which Estrada and Peralta? For that matter, which Garza? It looks like it could be one of the dominating rotations in baseball. If it... you know, and you've got K-Rod back in the bullpen. I also think the lineup is improved. So here's where I'm going to go. I think they're going to be better than my... Oh, and I forgot the biggest wild card of all. Now, Ryan Braun has had a great, great spring. What's it going to be like when he's booed mercilessly? And will that have any other impact? Boy, are you and I close this year. Yeah. Other impact, you know, on the rest of the team. Jason says 86 wins. If they were in almost any other division, I would put them over 90. But they just have to keep playing those teams that I don't think they've closed the gap on yet. I just don't. I was going to say 87, honest to gosh. I was going to say 87 wins. Yeah, I'll go with 87. Jason goes with 86. So we're essentially, they're better, but they're in such a tough division. Now, where we get wrong on this, I think, is if the pitching rotation is even better, you know, if it lives up to what it looks like on paper, then maybe 95 wins. If any of those elements are injured, and that's the other thing, the Brewers have almost rivaled the Packers for injury issues. And as I said, I think the biggest wild card of them all is what impact does Ryan Braun have on the team? Does he play well? Does he? What happens? Yeah, I mean, a lot of it depends on Ryan Braun. The outfield is pretty good. They've made some moves. I just, you know, first base has been the biggest bugaboo. Yeah, it's Reynolds, Overbay, and Maldonado at this point. I think we're just about right, Jason. I'll be really surprised if one of us doesn't hit it on the head this time. I really think we're very close. 10:58. Oh, don't forget, a lot of stuff on the after show video, which you can find on the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com early afternoon. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you? Come on, Brewers. Keep turning back the heat.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com. Kim Commando, Saturdays at noon, 1360 night.